Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 14th of July, and I'm recording at 9:57 p.m., and that is British summer time here in London. Okay, now let's have the quickie audio for subscribers on the run, and then I'll go into some more detail and discuss some of the political situations. Okay, stock markets first a little quieter here today for a change, but only moderately quieter. Japan, in form. It's been in form for quite a while, and it is close to testing its highs here on this rally. Highs for this year, I should add. China, mostly lower, but again smaller volumes. Although they easily get above 1%, and Australia had a good day in here, up 1.9%. Australia has been underperforming for a long time, arguably somewhat oversold. Again, the rest very quiet. Looking at Europe, and whoops. Let me just get this up again, and so I can bring Europe in. Here we go. European stock markets. Mostly a little firmer. They started off a little easier on the day, then improved as Wall Street reversed some declines. And only one on the downside is Italy here today, but the gains are modest, mostly around a third, and only a couple of them are over 0.5%. Slightly better ones, Netherlands, and also France. And in the Americas, against steady action overall. Wall Street pushed again a little bit higher, and but the gains of on average 0.5%. One eyebrow raiser in here, the NASDAQ composite is a little better, up 0.66%. The NASDAQ biotech index, which has been the top performing sector, blasted through to a new high here today. Now, other things that I watch closely, you remember iconic Apple. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, has rallied from that very critical 120 level, technically, but it's not high enough. It's just a little over, about 2570, I think, when I last look, 125.70. And it needs to get up above 130 here to indicate that we'd had a failed downward break earlier in the week on that test of the last week, rather, on that test of the MA. Okay, and looking at government bond yields, they came down a little bit in here, 2.397% for the U.S. And the VIX at a relaxed 13.37, so a little lower still, and getting down into the lower side of its range once again. And looking at the U.S. dollar, a little easier here today, but still too high overall for the Fed's comfort and the comfort of many industrial companies. If you saw Johnson & Johnson's report today, and their earnings would have been very good, had it not been for the currency situation. Dollar index is at 96.65, so as I say, a little lower, but too high. Precious metals, soft sector, down today across the boards, and these are hovering near new lows or in new low territory. It's been having broken down palladium and platinum. and gold and silver are barely holding on to the lower side of their ranges. So the sector's still out of favor, likely to move lower. Technology is helping to produce the stuff, and people are more interested in investments that offer a yield in here today. Now, anything else of interest? Industrial metals, mostly a little bit lower. Something's got to be up though. And crude oil, a little higher. We did have that Iran item. I'll be discussing that in more detail in a few minutes' time. First, the oil prices weakened and quite sharply, but then they have picked up subsequently because, of course, this whole thing has to be ratified by Congress, and that would take several months, and then it would take a good long while, at least 6 months, for that Iranian oil to be coming on stream, assuming that the whole deal is approved. Okay, now let's go back to these stock markets and pick up some of these points. On Japan, I like it. I like it. They've still got the QE. They've still got the relative performance. Overall, it's impressive, full stop. China, well, scary, mixed, amazing, I'm chaotic. I'm hopeful here. You do have some, but you got to pick the stuff that has the good valuations, and you'll see a lot of that in the H share index. You will also see it in the banks that Owen covers. He's got a lot of interesting material on China here today, and you'll see it in the Hong Kong Hang Seng index overall. Now, other markets in the region. India's quiet in here, but still in an overall recovery phase following its early correction. It corrected more earlier than most other markets, having also outperformed most other markets before moving into that corrective phase. The European markets. Now, this is, I think, interesting here. There was, of course, the big sigh of relief, and that's carried through to a fourth day in here for the most part, on the fact that it looks like Brexit has been avoided. But as I wrote yesterday, and again commenting on it today, they turned Greece into a vassal state, and I actually think that the moves, one can understand why there are lots of constraints on Greece, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if these measures weren't put in place to push Greece into opting out of the EU. Now let's just connect it with stock markets. I'd said all along that if a deal was completed and Greece avoided Grexit, that would be good for stock markets in the short term. Well, if that's vindicated, it's fourth or fifth day of rally in here. It started before the agreement was completed. My more medium to longer term view, though, however, is that Greece would have been far better off over the medium to longer term if they had pulled out and just gone their own way. Now, why didn't they do that? I think they became a bit cowed. They've had this grinding depression for a long time, worse than the US in the 30s in percentage terms. The banks were shut. I think people were very frightened and even panicky. So they have backed these terms, but that leaves scope for a lot of resentment a little later on. And do we think that Greece is all of a sudden going to recover While it's in a deflationary spiral, well, I doubt that very much. And therefore, you know, we'll need a fourth program here overall. So I assume at some point that Greece is going to exit the euro. And in terms of Greece's interests, I think the sooner the better. And I could go on forever on the European situation, but I will restrain myself. But, you know, is this really working? I think what we see is a sort of a hard monetary system. They haven't had the full integration. In other words, they haven't gone down the federal route, largely because very few countries involved want to go down the actual federal route. Fair enough. They've been around for centuries, very different cultures, so it's quite understandable. And it's the trouble is, it's basically an undemocratic democracy. In other words, you've got too many unelected officials. You've created this sort of superior bureaucratic class overall. People love that, and including politicians in the region. I think it's really quite corrupt because you get failed politicians, and this includes from the UK. And what's the first thing they do? They can go over and be an MEP, in other words, a member of parliament, a member of the European Parliament. You get three times the salary and all sorts of perks. So that helps to keep the whole thing going. It's a socialistic system overall, and that seldom produces much real growth. And I think that, well, we know that the EU has way underperformed Asia and North America. If you look at the last 15 years, it's way underperformed. And Europe's percentage of global GDP has continued to slide. And I think we can blame that on the EU, or I will at any rate. So what's going to happen? My feeling is that you know, this isn't a nice everybody gathering around and holding hands and singing kumbaya. I think you're going to see the hard left and hard right parties gaining in the elections overall, and I think it's not going to last. It's been around for what, 15 years, or just over 15 years. I wouldn't bet on another 15 years. Okay, what about stock markets here in the European region? Some good value, and the currency is competitive. So, and we know that they were going to get the QE. If Greece did suddenly vote in a national change of mind and a little bit of regained confidence and say, nope, we're pulling out. If they were to do that tomorrow, I don't think that will happen. But if it did happen, the stock markets would swoon again for a few days, and that would present another buying opportunity. Okay, what about Wall Street? Some bad sales figures in here today. That would have impressed the Fed, although it's only one statistic du jour. And I think the Fed definitely wants to raise interest rates this year. But, you know, there's no compelling case for doing so. Inflation is very flat. Fed's very worried about the dollar, as I've mentioned in all these broadcasts. Okay, moving on to these government bonds. It's, as far as I'm concerned, looking at the yield charts, it's just a case of gradual base formation development. And, you know, we may see that continue for a good many more months. But it is base formation development, top formation development for the bond prices, and I think it's a dangerous area. What I don't know, and no, nobody knows, is how long the actual fuse is. But I would be careful, and there, that's for sure. If you have bond positions and you see the yields drop down a little lower as they have done over the last, as they did about 2 3 weeks ago, reduce those, reduce that exposure. I would much prefer equities, and you get better yields, obviously, in equities without the long-term risk. Although the risk you will have is volatility, but that so don't pay up too much for equities. Buy the dips. Okay, precious metals. Well, I've covered that. I don't like them. They're still out of favor, but I get more interested as they get. Go lower, but I'm not holding my breath, and I'm not poised to jump in. The best I think that we will see here over the next few months, and remember, we're still in an overall underperformance period for markets. Best that we're likely to get is some oversold technical rallies. And but if you disagree with me and you feel you have to be there, just don't pay up for any of them because you don't need to. Now, agricultural commodities, grains and beans, a little easier in here today. Let's see. It looks like sugar and coffee are clearly clearly firmer, and crude oil, which I mentioned earlier, also. Firmer in here today, although people don't believe that the well because although if we do get this deal going ahead if, between the US-led nations and Iran, that will obviously increase oil supplies, but not for a good many months yet. And last comment on that, I notice all those Republicans in the US. Well, I'm all for fiscal conservatives, but I don't like social conservatives all that much. And I look at that Republican Party, they're 75 to 100 years behind on gay rights issues, or they're behind on US public opinion generally now. And then, anything that comes out that Obama has proposed and some of his non-economic proposals are well, they have some merit to them, and I think this one possibly does. So everybody comes out and says, no, we can't possibly deal with Iran. Watch Obama's speech that he gave earlier today. I'm sure you can find it on the internet. It's worth watching. That, and I don't think it's just rhetoric, but it gives the background to all these discussions. And then also, do you remember President Ronald Reagan, the good Republican, when he sat down with Gorbachev and they agreed very quickly to start slashing nuclear weapons totals? And the Republicans were appalled. It's this great conservative Ronald Reagan and doing this, but it's common sense. Common sense. And if you treat Iran like a pariah state, it will function a bit like a pariah state. And this has gone on for far too long. And yes, the Ayatollahs are scary, but the next generation coming up is of a different mindset, well-educated people. I think if we could bring Iran back in among the civilized nations, let them get their develop their economies, it would be fantastic. They are civilized people, but I mean among as a cooperative peaceful nation, it's worth trying to do that. I know it's a long way to go. But it would be a good thing. Sorry for rambling on that note. All the very best to all of you.